8:18. It's almost time. In fact, it is time for sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, we'll go pro football yesterday afternoon. The Kansas City Chiefs home opener at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs trying to get in the win column for the first time this year, taking on a tough opponent, a team that beat them 7 months ago in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles. That was a blowout. Yesterday was not a blowout. It was close. In fact, it was so close that basically the team that made the one mistake would pay the price. It was the Chiefs that made the only turnover of the game at a pretty crucial time in the field there. Mitch Holtis had the call. It was right here on KNSS.
Chiefs second and goal at the 6-yard line, down 13-10. Now they motion Kareem Hunt. Orbit Roshan Kareem Hunt around Mahomes. Mahomes throws a slant. It is incomplete. That's going to be intercepted off the deflection in the end zone. Intercepted off a deflection. Makuba with the interception and up the sideline. And a touchdown gets saved by Josh Simmons. It would have been a 102-yard interception return for a pick six.
Yeah, but that was a situation where Travis Kelce's right there at the goal line. Looks like he's going to score a touchdown, but the ball goes off him. Intercepted by the Eagles, and the Chiefs end up falling in this game 20-17. The Eagles are now 2-0. They've won 17 of their last 18 games. Eagles just don't lose.
Wow.
The Chiefs, however, are losing. They are 0-2 to begin the season and on a three-game losing streak. After the game, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talks about that interception.
Yeah, you want to put it low, just but more on his body. You know, whenever you're in those tight quarters like that, you want to give it to him, especially a bigger guy, more on his body where he can catch a brace for that contact. We knew the whole player would be looking for him. I mean, that's our one of our big targets down there in the red zone. And so he was breaking to kind of make a hit, and it was just unfortunate. The ball bounced up in the air and went right to him.
And that was the only turnover of the game, and it was big. The Eagles win it by 3 points. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, there's some good things. Again, we've got to hit a few of those things early, and I've got to call them and get them dialed up early. And like I said, I take responsibility for this one. We'll go back to the drawing board, and these guys will stick together and play hard.
The Chiefs off to an 0-2 start for the first time in 11 years. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals avoid a sweep and win in Philadelphia, beat the first-place Phillies 10-3 yesterday. Designated hitter Salvador Perez hit a 3-run home run and drove in 5 of the 10 runs. You heard that game yesterday on KFH. 40,000 fans at the game in Philadelphia yesterday. All right, that leaves the Royals 6 games behind Houston for a playoff spot. There's only 12 games to go in the season. Analytics giving the Royals a 0.2% chance to make the playoffs. Day off today for the Royals, done with the road trip, heading back home to start a home series at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow. Speaking of the Royals, happy birthday today to former Wichita Wranglers pitcher Luke Hoshaver is 42 years old today. His junior year at Tennessee, he was the Southeastern Conference Pitcher of the Year, 15 wins, a 2.26 earned run average. The Los Angeles Dodgers drafted him in the first round, but they couldn't come to contract terms. So he went and played independent ball for a year. After a year went by, he was then eligible to be drafted again. And the Kansas City Royals took him number one overall. Boy, that was a great draft. The Royals took Hoshaver. Evan Longoria was taken a couple picks later by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He had 342 career home runs. At number 7 in that draft was Clayton Kershaw, who has gone on to a Hall of Fame career with the Dodgers. The number 11 pick that year was Max Scherzer. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame at some point. But the Royals took Luke Hoshaver.
Wow.
Started 16 games for the Wranglers in 2007. He had Tommy John surgery 1 year. Then he signed a 2-year, $10 million contract with the Royals. Then he became a key member of their bullpen in 2015 when they won the World Series. In fact, Hoshaver was the winning pitcher in Game 5 of the World Series to clinch it that year. 7-2 win in 12 innings at the Mets, as Hoshaver did scoreless work in the bottom of the 10th and 11th innings. The Royals won their first World Series in 30 years. Former Royals pitcher, former Wranglers pitcher, Luke Hoshaver. It's his birthday. He is 42 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
Pullback on some of the major markets on the last day of trading week Friday.
The major averages taking a pause and finishing the trading week mixed for the day, but up for the week following a record-setting run ahead of the Fed's highly anticipated decision on interest rates next week. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer. On the IPO front, Gemini Space Station, a crypto brokerage firm run by the Winklevoss twins, made its Wall Street debut with its stock spiking over 14% from its initial public offering price of $28. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 274 points, the Nasdaq up 98, S&P 500 down 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Improvements coming for the Kansas Star Casino. It's time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, the casino in Mulvane has already debuted a new food hall this year. Now it has plans for almost $4 million in improvements, according to projects filed with the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. Projects include renovating restrooms, converting a room into a party room, and new finishes for lighting, flooring, doors, and other interiors. Almost $1 million will go toward converting a beverage station and janitor closet into a high-limit room for table games. Improvements come ahead of competition at the other end of the metro area. Phil Ruffin's gaming facility called Gillies is scheduled to open in December with historic horse racing machines. Then Crosswinds Casino, also in Park City, has plans to expand its casino floor while constructing a 250-room hotel. A Wichita developer is considering building another office structure in the Delano District. Will Hayes, the former president and CEO of logistics firm Hayes Company, is proposing a new office of 5,000 to 6,000 square feet in what's now a parking lot at 825 West Douglas. That's at Douglas and Handley, right next to Bell Carpet and Floors. Hayes acquired the property from Mike Bell at Bell Carpet, and Sheldon Architecture is working on the design. Hayes already has approval from the District 4 Advisory Board and the MAPC, and now it goes to the City Council next month. If approved, construction would likely begin in the spring. Hayes has been involved with redeveloping other projects in Delano. And Walmart has more fuel centers in mind for its Wichita stores. We've told you before about the fuel center and convenience store planned for the 53rd and Meridian Walmart in North Wichita. Now another one is planned for the Pawnee and Broadway Walmart on the south side. A building permit has been issued, and plans are for 20 fuel pumps and a convenience store. That kind of setup is already in place at three Kansas Walmarts, with another one under construction in Emporia. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, I'm so pleased with myself that I got my lawn mowed and trimmed yesterday before there was any sprinkling or rain coming down. We didn't get much rain. Do you have much rain at your house?
You know, I heard it as we were going to bed last night. Yeah, I
heard a thunder.
Hard for about 3 minutes, but not after that.
Okay, very good. So did you have a good weekend?
We did have a good weekend. We got some yard work done ourselves. I took a tree limb to the chest. I got a little bit of a scar there, but otherwise doing okay.
Fun. Tree limb? Did somebody hit you with it? Somebody pick it up and bop
it? No, I cut down. It was hanging down too low, so I cut it and didn't gauge very well where it would land.
You know, I got around the corner from where I live, I'm not sure what street it's on, but over in Riverside, there's two big trees in front of this house. And last week, these guys cut the heck out of them, and dropped them down, and limbs down, and they piled up all these tree limbs in the yard. And I'm thinking, I don't know who that tree trimmer is, but they don't know what they're doing. I mean, I had a crew of five guys on a pine tree that was 55 feet high, and they worked like a machine. They got that thing cut down, everything squared away, and the yard is back in shape in less than a day. And these guys can't take care of two trees over a week. There's somebody slacking off over there. I better go over there and give them a word, huh? Give them a little encouragement. What do you think?
I would, and I can assure you it wasn't me because I'm not talented.
No, those tree, I'm not going to do that. Those tree guys are a tough bunch.
And they've got saws.
Oh, yeah. And they're mean. Today is National Linguine Day. The pesto is blended. The shrimp is boiled. What's left for you to add the most important ingredient, linguine, along with its cousin, fettuccine? The signature linguine shape started appearing in bowls across Italy's Liguria region about 400 years ago.
Oh.
So linguine's 400 years old. Okay. It goes well with pesto and seafood, breaking the monotony of the customary red and meat sauces, base sauces. How about that? Linguine, celebrating National Linguine Day.